Good evening, Doug and Miriam, and good evening, everybody. We thank the Lord so much for sending people to be a blessing to His people and to His church, and for Doug and Miriam's heart of service to Christ. Who they are is a result of Jesus' love for them and their trust in Him. And they've been a great blessing to each one of us, to my family personally, knowing them for just a little bit, but feeling so welcome in their open-hearted hospitality to us. We appreciate so much. And tonight's an evening to thank the Lord for them and thank the Lord for His ministry to people through them. And we'll have a chance to share stories of thanks to God for how we have been touched through Doug and Miriam. And so please share. When you share, just think of yourself in your home or in quite an informal setting in order to have this taped, and so Doug and Miriam can have it as a bit of a memory of each of you all. If you'd want to share, and it's not really so scary with a little trust in the Lord, you come up and you share, you know, you share from the pulpit so we can have it on the tape, okay? And you take your time if you have to walk slowly or whatever. And if this area just you want to, you know, not be here, you speak to them personally, and they will remember those personal comments for sure. So we're delighted to be with the Lord, and it's a we wouldn't call it a happy night, but we'd call it a night of joy in Him, and for this fine young couple. And so be ready to share, and it'll be a great time together.
I'm going to take our hymnals and turn to 512, Nothing But the Blood. Let's stand as we sing. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. For my sin this I see. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. For my cleansing this my plea. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Nothing holds in atone. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Not of good that I have done. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. This is all my hope, peace. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. This is all my righteousness. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Please remain standing.
Let's pray together. Dear Lord, thank you for the wonderful promises in your word that you guard our coming and our going from this time forth and even forevermore. And such is the promise you give to each one of your children, and especially to Doug and Miriam tonight, as you certainly guarded them in their coming to this church and blessed them and blessed people through them. Thank you, Lord. And now as they go with you and you go before them in a short time, we celebrate your kingdom in their hearts, the great ministry you've done through them, the love they've had for each one here. And Jesus, might, as they look to the future and look to you, might they have no fear and be of courage, for you are their God, and you'll be with them as they go. And might this night be a blessing to them, and we know your heart delights in us, your children, tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Please be seated. We thank the Lord for special times. That last song we sang was one of Miriam's favorites. She picked out it a couple Sunday nights ago, last Sunday night, as something that she grew up with, hearing that song, and just a blessing to her. And, you know, in fellowships and worship time, sometime if five or six people come and say, we should be doing this, occasionally you end up doing it against your better judgment. And such is the case in this next song, which many people thought, you know, Doug needs to learn how to appreciate the Lord in this next song. And so this is a song that really people who know him best picked out so that he might delight in the Lord in spite of the details. And so it is a praise to God. It is the chorus, "We Bring a Sacrifice of Praise."
We bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. We bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. And we offer up to you the sacrifices of thanksgiving. And we offer up to you the sacrifices of joy. We bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. We bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. And we offer up to you the sacrifices of thanksgiving. And we offer up to you the sacrifices of joy. The sacrifices of joy. Thank you.
Get to be a blessing to people in giving. And as we have a love offering tonight, we would like to give it to the Colemans, knowing the Lord will work through their lives and through the good opportunities they'll have through seminary. I seldom met anybody who was so hungry, excited, and thankful to go to class as Doug. He loves the Lord and loves to meet him in the opportunity of study. What a great gift the Lord has given him. And Miriam, that's a great heart she has. Could you give and praise the Lord as you give? And we'll pass it on tonight. Thank you, fellas, for coming. Thank you. And the rest of the evening, we'll start with testimonies, just stories of thanks to God about Doug and Miriam. And then we'll go to a slideshow that's been prepared that pictures some great moments of fellowship together with them. And then, Doug, if you'd say a few words at the end, and then together in the fellowship hall for the time of food and being with each other. So please come and share. I'm going to share first if I can, and then go be seated. First met Doug on the evening when we came to say hello back in April. And wouldn't you know, him and Miriam coming off a youth retreat, spending time building up young people in the Lord. And just the kindness in their hearts. Got to see them a bit later. And then got a phone call, I think before most knew. And he shared, boy, he really felt like the Lord was calling him to seminary and really wanted to go there. And before I even got here or whatever, he just wanted to let me know where he was coming from. And that was a very unselfish thing for him to do, because then he told you all, and he was concerned that he didn't want to tell you too soon, you know, and all that. But he was thinking of the health of the church and just being a blessing to people. And what I knew his heart was very unselfish and kind-hearted toward you folks. And appreciate him so much. Miriam, they have been a delight to our children. And my boys love them both. And the giftedness that he has toward Christ and knowing the Lord closely has been a blessing to me personally. I've grown as a Christian and as a pastor just by bumming around with them for 2 months over here. And for Miriam's heart, what a kind-hearted, patient, loving person. Thank you, too, for who you are and the blessing you've been to my family and to me. And never been to Kentucky, but you make me want to go to visit you.
Well, I have to tell you, Doug and Miriam, this is not from me. This is a letter from Mike and Sandra Selvey. They couldn't be here tonight because I can't do my letter because I'll be crying. So I'm going to make Bob do it. Okay? So just so you know, Bob's doing my letter. Okay? But this is actually from the Selveys to both of you. Dear Doug and Miriam, Sandra and I are sorry that we cannot attend the final tribute to you and Miriam. It has been a pleasure to know and to work with you over the past 3 years. We remember your first sermon, not bad for a 22-year-old. We sat there amazed, and to do it without notes was very impressive. Of course, he told me how to emphasize the letter as well, as you can imagine from Mike Selvey. During the past 3 years, we watched you quickly mature, not only as a person, but also as a pastor. You did a great job filling some big shoes. Few 24-year-olds could have accomplished that task. One thing that always amazed me was your age. You seemed a lot older. If you ever watched Mission Impossible, you reminded me of Ethan Hunt. I was always waiting for you to take your mask off to discover that you were really a 40-year-old. As you pursue God's next mission for your life, I am sure it will be challenging as well as successful. I would like to leave you with a quote from Theodore Roosevelt. I have to read slowly, he told me. It is not the critic who counts, nor the man who points out how the strong man stumbles, or where the doer of deeds could have done them better. The credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena. See, I thought I'd cry with my letter. Now I'm crying with Mike's. The credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who strives valiantly, who spends himself in a worthy cause. May you continue to battle for the hearts and souls of men. God bless you and Miriam. Mike and Sandra's helping.
I'd just like to say that Gene and I got to know Doug and Miriam a lot better when they asked us to participate in the Alpha class. They really opened our eyes as far as what Christianity can really be and what it's about. The love for Christ that both Doug and Miriam display is just awesome. And it's contagious. It really is. And I can say I've seen what they've done with the youth, and that they have them on fire for Christ. And that's an important thing. And they, in the Alpha class, even though our class was small, they showed us their spiritual love for Christ, their love for each other, and we just really had a real good time with that class, and they really really showed us a lot and opened our eyes. I want to thank them for that, and thank them for what they've done for our church here, and I wish them all the best for the future to come in their lives. Thank you.
It's been a long time waiting to be able to come up here and have something to say about Pastor Doug. I really didn't know whether to be formal or serious, but I was glad when the pastor came out, he didn't have a tie on, so I don't feel as bad up here. Dear Pastor Doug and Miriam, wow, that sounds too personal. How about, hey, Doug, Dougie, hey, Rev, or whatever. Maybe just plain old Pastor Doug and Miriam. 3 years is a long time, but it seems just like yesterday when you and Miriam came to Norman Alliance Church. I'm amazed how God worked even before you moved here. How He was preparing the way without anyone knowing what was going to take place. I remember the first day you came into town and was going to spend the evening and night with Denise and I. I just didn't understand Pastor Jeff's reasoning for having you come to stay with us, especially when he knew it was Domino's night at the Tierneys. And after 7:30, everyone is free game. We thought about canceling it, but figured if you couldn't make it through this evening, you'd have a hard time with the other things that were more important. You made it through your first trial with flying colors, even though you did not win. We were all impressed, though, by the way you handled it. But on to more important things. From that first day, God was preparing you for what was going to take place 2 years after you came here down the road to fill in for a church whose pastor moved on to be the district superintendent. What a big job. What big shoes to fill. But again, with the leading of the Holy Spirit, you handled it. I trust that this next step will provide you with the direction for your next ministry. Oh, yes, I forgot about Miriam. I really don't know what to say about you, except that for the 3 years that you have been here, I've watched as you stood beside, not in front of or behind, but beside your husband. not knowing what was going to come in your direction from day to day. You have proven that a pastor cannot, and let me say that again, a pastor cannot do it alone. It is a team effort, both husband and wife, focused on the plan that God has set before them. From both Denise and myself, we thank you for following the Lord and being a functioning part of this congregation. May God bless your every step as you move on to new beginnings.
I don't have a letter, but I'm just going to say what I've been thinking. I remember 3 years ago when Pastor Doug came. I wasn't at the first service he preached, but I remember asking my mom, I was like, so what's he like? She's like, first thing, she's like, he's kind of skinny. I was like, okay. So she's like, honestly, he's a very... very good pastor. She said, I was very impressed of his preaching and how well he did. So the next time he preached, I forget when it was, but I was there. And I was like, and I asked, I forget who I asked. I said, how old is Pastor Doug? And when they told me, I'm like, what? Are you kidding me? I was like, he looks that young, of course, but he sure didn't act it. I've just always been impressed with his preaching. I've brought a couple of my friends here, and they just can't believe I still can't believe how young he is and how mature he is preaching. Like, it just amazes me. I mean, I hope when I'm his age that I'm just as good as he is, but it's going to be hard, but I'll try. But me and Pastor Doug really got to know each other just because we have had a lot in common. And me going into the ministry for college, we talked a lot. And one of my favorite times with Pastor Doug was actually when me and him went out one morning and we played golf at Caradam, and I beat him. So that's all about, no, just kidding. But I really got to know him a lot better that day. We talked the whole entire day, and it was just awesome to get to know him better. And through the youth group, I mean, he's just been a blessing to me. He has had a lot of, if it wasn't for him, I mean, I know it was God calling me into the ministry, but he has really helped me. And this summer, I was supposed to study with him, but I've been just busy with so much this year, and I'm really upset that I didn't take advantage of studying under him this summer, because I know how much I would have gained through it, and it makes me even more upset to think that I'm never going to have that chance. So, but another time was, of course, life last year. I never really got to talk to his wife too much, Miriam, but at life, the one night it was really awesome, because me, her, my mom, and Joe McCullough stayed back, and I really got to see a different side of her that it was just awesome to see. I mean, she always seemed, I've always liked her, and she just always seemed serious and stuff. But it was, I mean, we were just having a great time. And after that night, I really got to know her a little better too. And just both of them together, I mean, it's just, they're a great team. And it's going to be a shame to see them leave, but I'm hoping that I'm not going to completely lose contact with them, which I know I'm not, but I just really, really appreciate you guys, and I'll be praying for you wherever God leads you guys. So that's it.
Well, I guess I come from a different venue than most everybody here, because I came after
Pastor Doug was already here for a year. So I didn't get to see him in transition. I saw him already in place. But one of the things that was really cool was how Pastor Doug made me feel part of the youth group and part of the church. And just the first time we had Petey and Miriam over to our house for dinner, it's so much fun. And we found so many family ties that, like, my cousin was his best man and all kinds of just really interesting stuff that we never would have guessed. And Pastor Doug has just been so, it's been so fun to hang out with him. I remember one time, it was right before the life trip. Miriam had gone with the girls on the missions trip, and Pastor Doug called me. He said, "What are you doing?" I was like, not much. I was like, "Why didn't you come over?" And so he came over. We played video games. He came over about noon. He was there till midnight. 11 o'clock midnight, something like that. Next day, I went over to his house and we played for another like 4 or 5 hours. And then we came back over to my house and we had dinner. And me and him and John Mueller played video games the rest of the night. And just the similarities between me and Pastor Doug have always been really cool. He went to Toccoa. I'm going to Toccoa. I like a lot of the same things he does, Star Wars, video games, stuff like that. And I don't know, I don't remember who all heard this story. When we came back, when we were up in New York City, I almost killed Pastor Doug, which would have been real bad. It wouldn't have been good. We were crossing a street, and it's like 9 lanes, and I cut before I should have, and I was fine, but he blindly followed me, and he shouldn't have. He almost got hit, but that's all right. I saw Pastor Doug's life flash before my eyes. But, both he and Miriam have always been great. Just hanging out with them is always so fun. A couple weeks ago, all the guys went over and hung out Friday night, and Miriam was there. She didn't play video games, but she had fun. And it was a lot of fun, and we're really going to miss you guys. So, that's all I have to say.
Now I know the rest of the story. I can tell you just a quick story that every once in a while, Pastor Doug and I would get together for breakfast. And we'd meet down at Eat Park at 7 o'clock, except one day, it was a no-show. So now I know he was out playing video games till. So now I know the rest of the story. But I did call Pastor Doug, and as some of you know, he's not a morning person. So, but on a serious note, Pastor Doug and Miriam, I appreciate your ministry here. You've helped me to grow in ways that I thought not imaginable. So basically, I appreciated our breakfasts, our chats, and I appreciate your ministry here. And may God bless you in your next chapter of seminary. Thank you.
Thank you, Jonathan, but now I know why you wouldn't.
I came up here because I know my wife wouldn't. But we sort of fell in love with him right after they came because he looked a lot like our son, and we've learned to appreciate him even more while they've been here. And yes, he is mature and a lot of the things he does, but I enjoy him when I watch his eyes light up for a video game or talking about a movie or playing games of any kind. And So you know that little boy is still there. Of course, us guys, we never lose that little boy thing, I don't think. But he still has a lot of exuberance in that area. And I've watched him in meetings and how he handled himself and the way, no matter what was going on in a youth group or the things he was doing, he'd always stand up for his youth group and his youth leaders. And one of the things that most, I think, really impressed me is I like to tease. If nobody knows me, they'll find that out if they're around me very much. And we were talking about Jonathan Jalowski going to Toccoa. And I asked Pastor Doug, I says, using a little twist on the Bible, what good things ever come out of Toccoa? And I usually have a comeback for him right away. And he looked at me, he smiled, he says, Miriam. I couldn't argue with him. We're going to miss you.
I want to thank the two. I don't know if I can do this. You know, it's always a mother's heart that our children come to know the Lord. And I'm so blessed that since you've been here, all three of the children, through your example, I know that you had such an influence on them. And we asked Anthony, they came to lunch with us today, and we asked Anthony, have you forgiven him for leaving yet? He said, no. And Jackie said, you're it. And you've just been, the two of you have been such a shining example. And you're so young. And when they look at us and they go, oh, well, they're old. They don't know what they're doing. They're mindless parents. But you're just such a wonderful blessing, and I know that you'll bless everyone you come in contact with. And we wish you the best, and may God be with you every step.
Pastor Bob said, walk up to the pulpit. And Amy says, oh, you'll waddle up to the pulpit. Okay, I'll waddle. I want to start by, first of all, thanking Miriam. Because, I'm not going to cry. Most of you don't ever get to experience this side. But I know that probably Miriam has spent a lot of hours at home, alone, while Doug does his pastoral duties. And I want to thank her for unselfishly giving him up. And I saw this side because when I had my surgeries, every time that something came up, Pastor Doug was right there. I mean, I even had a doctor's appointment, went to the doctor's appointment. The doctor said, that's it. You need surgery. It's emergency. Go down to the admitting room. And I thought, oh, boy. And I went down, and Pastor Doug was sitting there. I was like, what are you doing here? It's like, oh, I just wanted to be with you whenever, you know, whenever you went in. And I was like, wow. And then he came back the next day for my surgery, and he got to see a side of me that nobody has ever seen. Probably you won't get to see too many people in your life that have bandaged heads and half-shaved heads. And I think Pastor Doug was kind of like, oh, okay. But the funniest thing was, though, when I was coming out of recovery, he was sitting in the hall with my mother. And one nurse had asked me in recovery, you know, who's your mother, who's your father, how they ask all those questions. And she said, are you married? I said, I'm engaged. And we're going down the hall. She's like, oh, your fiancé's here. I'm like, no, that's my pastor. And she was like, that's your pastor? I'm like, that's not my fiancé. No. Don't worry, I don't think you're too young. I think you're just the right age. But I just want to thank you for being there. I know that was one of the first things that I remember when I came out of the anesthesia was Chris was like, Oh, my goodness, Pastor Doug and I have so much in common. We sat in the waiting room for at least 9-10 hours and talked about movies. And I'm like I care right now, but okay. As long as you're happy, that's all that matters. But I just want to thank you, seriously, for making all those lovely trips to Presby, all those long trips to Presby, and sitting in the waiting room tirelessly waiting for the results. So thank you very much. I worked, Pastor Doug, in the office, you know, first came. He's the age of my son-in-law. I'm really old. No, he's just really young. But, you know, watching him, as Pastor Jeff left, he really stepped up. And he hates to hear this because it never quite comes out right, but it's like he's really, really gotten good in preaching. Not that he wasn't good at the beginning, which we'd laugh about it in the office, but I really appreciate how he stepped in and all the help he's given me in the office. And I love to hear about the movies. I don't get out to the movies very often, and I really don't have to. He tells me everything I need to know. I'm now going to have to go to the movies myself. But this is on behalf. Oh, by the way, he did let me take Miriam. Miriam and I got to go see a chick flick one day, you know, one that he wasn't interested in. And he threw us the leftovers. But this is a gift from the congregation to both of you. Love the handmade balloon, but just something to remember us by, and we will remember. You like that? They didn't have "We Miss You" balloons. We had to make our own. But we love you both. Isn't it his turn to talk?
I know many will just talk in person. It's going to be great for Miriam. And we do have a slide here, but before the slide here gets rolling, anybody else? I'll walk with you. I'd like you to say a few words after the slide here.
And I probably will cry too, but Pastor and Miriam, I thank you so much for all you've done for us and the church family here. And coming to our rescue and our call when we asked for your assistance with my mother's funeral, and what a blessing that was. If any of you would like to ever read the eulogy that Pastor Coleman has put together for my mom's funeral. I would be glad to share that with you. It has touched many hearts. I have family members and close friends that have come to me and that didn't know the Lord and just was touched by your message. And it's just something that's very close to me, and I'll never, ever, ever forget it. And even today, I still miss my mom so much. But I know she's in a better place, and she's walking with the Lord now. And what better thing to have happen than that? But I just had to let you know. And like Becky said, she took the words right out of my mouth. Miriam, we thank you so much for giving so much of your husband to us all, because one thing I've watched and noticed over the past years with Pastor Wood and all the pastors and their wives that, you know, I've come in contact with, that is something that you, it's like a doctor, you have to give up a part of your life with him so that the pastor can go out and do his services. And I thank you so much for that. And I thank you for how much you love each other, for how much you love the Lord, and how you share that with each and every one that you come in contact with. And on myself and on my husband's behalf, too, we just want to say we thank you and we love you and we wish you well in your endeavors. And keep on keeping on. Thank you.
This is a short, long story, but it's just something from the New York trip. We were going up there, and we started talking about movies, like always. And we started talking about the AFI's top 100 movie quotes. And like number 57 or something was, "Soylent Green is people." And it's from the movie Soylent Green with Charlton Heston. And we kept talking about it all that week. And when we went over Pastor Doug's house on that Friday night and played video games all night, like John was saying before, we actually rented Soylent Green. And it was the worst movie in the world. Even though it had Charlton Heston in it, it was the worst movie in the world. And the last line in the movie was, "Soylent Green is people." Yes, we do need to tell him about that. All right, well, we're over at my house one Saturday afternoon, and we're riding my quad, me, Pastor Doug, and my brother, and we're going through the woods, and it starts pouring down rain really bad, and we decided that we were going to race around this track, you know, take turns race around this track, and I go around, and then he hops on, and he starts going around, and we see him come around this turn, and we see him slam on the brakes and go like this. And he hits this tree and rolls about 40 yards. Because he was going about 30 miles an hour. Yeah. That was all.
I have nothing written down either. I'm just standing up here talking. But I just want to say thanks to Pastor Doug and Miriam through helping with the youth and everything, get it revitalized and everything. It was a big impact on me personally. And I'll never forget the first time we met them at Tierney's house. They invited the youth leaders over to meet them for a lunch. And I think, if my memory recalls correctly, I'm getting old now. I think the senior high had an all-night event the night prior, and we sort of went there with groggy eyes, and they introduced us to Pastor Doug and Miriam, and I think it was Denise who said, "Yeah, Doug's 21 or 22, and I I thought I was still sleeping. I was like, and as we started talking, I just realized how mature he was for his age, and trying to understand their backgrounds and everything. And then I was sort of mesmerized by his physique, and they sort of opened the questions, and I said, "Well, yeah, Pastor Doug," or at that time it was just Doug, and I said, "We play football a lot." And he's like, "Okay." I said, "No, we play football a lot." I thought for sure some of our kids were going to, like, push him over, but he's held his own over the last 4 years. And just a quick story to that, a couple of us guys used to get together over the winter and play tackle football. And I think one time we invited Pastor Doug, and it was below freezing. And we're out there in our five layers. I wear, like, five layers of sweat so I don't get injured. Pastor Doug shows up with jeans and a jean jacket. I said, "This is tackle." He's like, "Yeah, I know." I said, "It is like below freezing." He's like, "Yeah, I know." And he didn't get broken in half. I'll have to give him credit for that. Maybe he was just faster than all of us. Maybe that's what it was. But I just want to say that the time went by quickly, but yet we learned a lot from his example. And I do know that, on a side note, Pastor Doug and Miriam were the first outsiders besides family that came to visit Kyla when she was born. So I was very appreciative about that. So I just wanted to say thanks and good luck to you, and God bless.
Father was a brother to you all. The teaching that you heard was the living word. The wonders and the miracles you saw. There were times of awesome inspiration. There were times you didn't understand. When you had to go and you felt alone, it must have been so hard to see His plan. I think about the way He carried on in the face of persecution. You stood strong. So I will follow Christ. I will run the race, fighting the good fight, standing on my place. I will wear the name of Jesus. I will give Him all my life. And for me, no man, voice speaking in my heart, yeah. His word is like a flame, consuming all my shame. His life a shining star to show the way. I will follow Christ, and I will
I'd like to thank the moderator for this opportunity for rebuttal. Honestly, I guess I don't have anything prepared to say. I've jotted a few notes, mostly names here, about people who have talked, and I appreciate everyone who mentioned something, everyone who's mentioned something to me just in private. It's been very nice to know that even though, you know, I'll let you in on the secret here. There's very often times when you're in ministry where the road seems very, very lonely, and you're not quite sure whether or not anything that you have done has made any difference whatsoever, and it's very good to hear that it has, and I thank you for that. Give you a little insight into myself as I get started. I'm not going to talk long, don't worry. So as I get started, this is not a scary statement. The goatee was not meant to stay. I grew it in the winter of 2001. And when we came to candidate, I said, I better keep it because I'm 21 years old. And then we candidated. I said, it adds at least a year to my face. I've got to keep it. And then when I got the position, I said, I've got to keep it because who's going to be able to tell the youth leader from the youth if I don't? I'd better keep it. And for all of you who said that you were going to fatten me up, I'm sorry. It just doesn't work like that in my family. But I do appreciate, again, everything that you've said. Denise, you can tell Mike that I appreciate being compared to Tom Cruise, but I really don't know that the comparison is valid. Dave, being at your house, where is Dave? There he is. It was wonderful. You guys, great hospitality, and we really appreciated the time that we had with you. Bob. Matt, I think the score that that golf game was like 107 to 105, so I really don't think either one of us has room to boast. John, yes, we played a lot of video games, and you beat me most of the time. That's okay. I really appreciated it and have fun at my alma mater. Dave, thank you for being there when I needed you in the youth group, and for the breakfasts were very good, and since most of the time you paid for it, I appreciated it, even though it was in the morning. And Jim, Darlene, we have appreciated your hospitality so much, and the assurances that I had a hug waiting for me every morning, besides just Woody. Woody's a given. Woody, we love you. Val, Bill, appreciate your family. And for all of what you said, we thank you. Becky, where are you, Becky? There you are. Not that I really enjoyed going down to the hospital, not that I enjoyed the circumstances, but it was my honor to serve you in that way. And we are praying for you and your family, and the growing family. Cindy, it's been great. Getting to know you in the office has been fun. We joke, as she mentioned, about compliments that seemed like veiled, not quite so compliments. Things like, you just seem so much older than you are. I really don't know if to take that as a compliment or not. I'm 25. I'm supposed to be 25, not 40. You know, but anyway. My personal favorite has always been the you've gotten so much better at preaching since you've been here. I don't know if that means you were so much worse before. But it's just really fun to hear these things and kind of laugh to yourself and wonder what's really going on there. But veiled compliments are a very fun thing. Gwen, appreciated the opportunity to serve your family. Your family is wonderful, and so many of them go here. And we do love you, and I appreciated the opportunity to serve you. Adam, hi. I almost died at the hands of Adam more than once in this tenure here. Once was on the ATV. I remember specifically, though, one of my first youth events here. I'm walking in the open area. I was at Jolt, and I hear this pitter-patter of very large feet behind me, and so I dodge, as is, you know, you're supposed to do when you hear this and you're in youth ministry. And that was when Will Norris goes flying by me, and he laughs. He was trying to take me out. He laughs or whatever. And then I figure out he was just the diversion. As I end up splayed across the floor very, very strongly by Adam, who hasn't really gained a whole lot of weight since then. And Kevin, representative of the youth leaders, what you said, I thank you. And for your especially, just loved getting to know your family, getting to know you, working with you. It's just been great. Sorry to see you moving out of the youth group, but I know that God has great things in store for you as well. For everyone else, I know some people aren't quite as daring getting up in front of people. Some people are maybe not wanting to say anything, and that's okay too. But for all of you coming out tonight, I thank you so very much. Thank you especially just for the opportunity for me to witness to you, to share Jesus Christ with you, to grow with you. I know that I have grown with you here. And what I've learned, I'm taking into the future, taking to seminary. And it's not just a academic thing anymore. It's a, I've been in this situation, professor. How would you handle it? Because I think I butchered it. But I know that what I've learned here is going to help me so much, not just in seminary, but in the next church I take and whatever's after that. So thank you very much, and God bless.
Doug, I just have this to say. Apparently, the beard is a thing from here at Norwin. I did the same thing when I came here. I grew this just so I'd look a little more mature. Let's stand as we sing Victory in Jesus. Me.